Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While you've had dozens of teachers over the years, it's safe to assume that you've learned most of life's practical lessons from a parent. Erica Vandewall, research fellow in psychology and neuroscience at the University of St. Andrews, reveals that even among simpler primates, mother usually knows best.
We conducted field experiments with wild primates in South Africa to find out what they learned by watching each other. We presented six groups of wild vervet monkeys in Loskop Dam Nature Reserve with grapes covered with sand. Some monkeys clean the grapes by rubbing them between their hands, others rub them on a surface like a tree trunk, or on the ground, or on stones. And finally, some peel the grapes, either in their mouths or in their hands. Over time, though, the cleaning behavior became consistent within matrilines, that is, within families that shared a mother. This highlights the importance of the relationship between a mother and her offspring for social learning in this species. Our experimental design did not allow us to definitely know if the youngster were learning from the mother or vice versa. But some of our results suggest that mothers, relative to other dominant or adult individuals, may be particularly strong role models, because we found that full adult sisters ate less similarly than mother-offspring pairs, even though they are as closely related to each other. So we found in our research that the key social unit for social learning in these monkeys is the matriline, whereas similarities in grape cleaning methods at the group level or even between highly related individuals outside the matriline unit were absent. These results have major implications for the biological rules that underlie social learnings and for the scale on which we may expect to find traditions and cultural evolution in natural populations of animals.
That was Erica Vandewall of the University of St. Andrews. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape.